Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Those who made the transition point in your life, never ever forget God. I ask that you get your Bible as I teach this morning. And I want you to know when I use the word man that I'm referring to mankind, meaning man and woman. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. I will use this as a starting point for the message today. And then I will take us over to the book of Genesis, chapter 13, to give you a biblical example of what I'm talking about today. Can you say amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 reads, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, or a woman, I was grown, I put away childish things." When I became a man, I put away childish things. There is speaking of a transition point in life. And the question becomes, when you get to that transition point, what do I do? Has anybody ever been there? A transition point in life. And as I thought about those who just graduated high school and taking that next plunge into college, and maybe they're already, the question becomes, where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? I thought about this poem by Robert Frost, and it's entitled "The Road Not Taken." And it says, "Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stared and looked down as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as this is fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted where, though asked for that, the passenger had warned and written about the chance. And both that morning equally late, and no leaves, and leaves no step had gone black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ancient and indistinct. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Taking that road or that path that has been less traveled, making a decision that's long lasting, and making the right decision, choosing that right road, will make all the difference in your life. Choosing the right friend, choosing the right topic, making the right choices at the right season when you come to that fork in the road. And a lot of times we want to take the path of least resistance. We want to take the easy way out. How do I know? I've been there. How do I know? I've taken the easy road. I've taken the shortcut. And sometimes what appears to be the shortcut takes you a long way around. But as you get older and you get more wise, you begin to understand that. But to put Robert Frost's poem into a biblical perspective, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in there." We had two roads in that poem. There was one that was less traveled by, and there was one that everybody went down. And here, Jesus is saying, wide is that gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. It's so easy going that big, that wide road. But then he says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads unto life. And few there be that fine. They always do what everybody else is doing because they're doing it and it looks right. Sometimes you have to make that tough decision and go the narrow way. Speaking to my graduates, where do I go? Yeah. As I look back over my life, 35 years ago, I sat in that same place, graduating from high school. And as I looked up, time went by quickly, and I wondered where all the years went. And now that I'm older and I've become a man, I understand what Wayne Dyer says in this quote where he says, "Our lives are a sum total of the choices we have made. Where we are right now in our life is because of the choices and the decisions that we made." And I want you to understand, young people, that there are two things that will impact your life, and you never heard me say it before, that will impact you forever. One is whether or not you choose to believe in God. And then the other is who we have children with. Because you can leave that person, but that child is always going to be there. And it's always going to be that thing that connects you forever. Those two things are going to impact you forever. I say, why? Whether or not you choose to believe in God, because it's heaven or hell. And depending on whether you choose to believe in God, your choice will be made for you. Why do I want to talk about this from a perspective of becoming a man? The choices and tough decisions that have to be made, and then you say, where do I go from here? I love the way the writer put it. When I was a child. And I'm talking past tense. Y'all with me? When I was a child, I spake as a child, meaning that my language was a little short. I had a few words and a limited vocabulary. I could only communicate in so many ways when I was a child. And then it says, even though my language was short and my words were few, I understood as a child, meaning my reasoning and my ability to see the big picture and to understand the true link between choices and decisions and consequences was very small. I could not fully apprehend or take hold to things at that particular time. since I was a child. And then I thought as a child. That means my plans and my intentions and my imaginations were small. They were childlike. They didn't involve the meticulous things of day-to-day life. And I like this. But when I became a man, when I transitioned, I put away childish things. I was thinking this, I was like, oh my Lord. I became a man, I transitioned. My language and my vocabulary increased. My reasoning, my ability, and my cognitive behavior changed. My thoughts changed. I transitioned because of those things, and because I transitioned, I took action. I put things away. But when we come to that transition point in our life as men and as women, do we take action and do we put away childish things? It is a choice that you have to make. You see, when I become a man, when I transition, when I take on different things, I make a conscious decision to move away from things and to move things. To get an understanding of the word put, it means to place in a specified position. As in, I put this iPad on the right side of the left. Meaning that I took those childish things and thoughts and language and the way I understood, I took it and I put it to the side. Help me to see that place. What it means is when I transitioned and I wanted to say, where do I go from here? Transitioning from a man, I understood that I had to stop being a playboy or playgirl. And had to become a husband or wife. It means that I had to stop running with the boys and start running my husband. Different thought process here. It means I had to stop acting like a victim, not pointing the blame as they did in the garden. Oh, the serpent beguiled me, this woman that you gave me. I had to stop those things. A conscious effort has started taking ownership. You might not shout off this one. I had to start taking ownership of the immature, ill-advised, uninformed, and godless decisions that I made when I became a man, because I couldn't blame it on anybody else. And then I had to learn to stop chasing dreams and start to chase after God, who will give you the desires of your heart if you just delight yourself in Him. Those are conscious choices that I had to make when I became a man. Have you ever gone back home to visit and you see your friends that haven't changed much at all? They still sit in the same place, doing the same thing, going the same places, talking about the same folk. It's like they are trapped in time. And trapped in time. Why? Because they did not consciously decide to put away childish things. They did not consciously decide that where do I go from here? I must transition and become all that God wants me to be. Genesis chapter 13. How is this applicable to me and my decisions? And where do I go? Genesis chapter 13, beginning at verse 5. But I want to give you a backdrop here. Here we're talking about Abram, who later becomes Abraham. when the Lord changes his name. Here in this situation, he is here with his nephew, Lot. And it says, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Here we have Abram, an older man who has made that transition. And here we have Lot, who's a young person, in my opinion, thinks he knows it all. Verse 6, and the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. What's going on here? We have Abraham, or Abram, and we have Lot. Basically, they're in the same house. And both of them got a lot of stuff. And because they got a lot of stuff, there's a little tension arise. A little tension arises, and the people start fighting. This is my stuff. I need to put my stuff over here. You need to put your stuff over here. They start squabbling about some things. And the land or the house wasn't big enough for them to dwell. So they're coming to a crossroad, a point in their life where they have to make a decision about some things. What's happening here in your life? You're at a crossroad. You graduated high school, but you're still at home and you're preparing to go away. You want your own way. You want your own stuff. You're too big for mom and dad. And there's some tension and some strife and some decisions now have to be made. Where do I go from here? How do I make the decision? And so Abram said unto Lot, wisdom, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen. For we be brothers. No need for us to fight and squabble over this stuff here. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. And if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Check this out. We have a wise man here. Amen. He said, look, I'm just going to make it clear. Nephew, hang on to me for all this stuff here. I got a lot, you got a lot of it. I understand. Hang on to me. Wisdom said, I tell you what, you see all this land that's out there before us. I tell you what, you take your place. You take your place. If you go this way, I'm going to go the other way. If you go this way, I'm going to go that way. I'm going to let you have the right to pick. Because pure wisdom is saying, it doesn't matter where I am, what situation I'm in, I know the Lord, and wherever I go, he's going to take care of me. Wisdom is speaking here. He's like, where do I go from here? It doesn't matter because wherever I go, the Lord is going to go with me. Wherever I go, I'm going to take the Lord. What am I saying? Wherever you go, take the Lord along with you. When you leave from this place to the other. But that was wisdom. That was a man who has transitioned and understand that ain't no need for me to fight this young man. I'm going to let him pick. I'm going to be all right. And now here's you. Inexperienced. And Lot lifted up his eyes. Woo! He lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of joy. Like a kid in a candy store. Oh, he's going to let me pick right from all this that I see. And that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as a garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as our promise unto Zoar. Check it out. Lot looked out and said, boy, this stuff looks good over here. It's well watered over here in the plain of Jordan. Everything I need is over there, and I'm going to take that spot right there because my eyes see it. My natural eyes see it, but my spirit eyes do not see it, because this was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was a very wicked place, so much so that we find Lot later on still trying to come out from that bad decision. But we're going to see here. Then Lot shows him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent with toward Shiloh. And on campus, all this stuff, oh, I'm going to be right. Yeah! I'm going to see all this stuff over there. I am right here with all the parties and everything going on. I got the best piece of land for my uncle. I'm going to stay right here on my knees on the neck. I'm ready to go. I'm good. Because he saw it with his eyes. And not his spiritual eyes. He made a bad decision based on external appearances. We all do. Oh, come on. Don't act like you've been saved all your life. I want you to understand, young people, that don't take the glitter and the glamour over God. Don't take the glitter and the glamour over God. You see, because I'm going to date myself, I'm old. But y'all can help me, young folk, afterwards, so the next time I preach this, you can give me another example. You know? But he saw it based on his eyes. And when I was growing up, he called it eye contact. He saw some eye candy. And he made his decision based on eye candy. What is that? Back in the day, you know, you see girls, she got everything. She looked good. I mean, sweet, appealing to the eyes, smelled good. And for y'all ladies, y'all see that man who ripped, been in the gym, got a six pack, that's eye candy. And you make your decision based on that. And as I was thinking of this, and I thought about that eye candy, all I could just think about was, boy, you make some bad decisions. Even old men, that song says, we see some of this stuff making wish for younger days. Oh, I have to go check out. I see y'all. And that's what that eye candy was. I'm going to break. That was some old Commodore that make an old man wish for you. That eye candy, that eye will get you in trouble. I'm just making it plain. Where do I go from here? He had an opportunity. He was with his uncle. He should have sought wise counsel. Uncle, what do you recommend that I should do? Which way should I go? Where should I go from here? He should have asked God. But what happens? We don't ask God. We get caught up in some bad decisions. And some decisions can cost you your life. Literally, your life. But then sometimes it can cost you a lifetime of trouble. It's like being in prison without the possibility of parole. You're locked up. You can't do anything. So what happened? You see, Lot was down there. Pitched his tent. There's Sodom. And guess what? Some things got hot. There were some kings that attacked Sodom. And Lot and a whole lot of other people were taken captive. And now, I do believe. I wasn't there, but I believe before Lot said I wish I would have made a better choice. See, he made his decision based on what he could see with his natural eyes and not with his spiritual eyes, and now he is in a fix. He is in a world of trouble because the kings attacked Sodom and took him away hostage. So now, what do you do? Where do I go from here? Because I had an opportunity to trust in the Lord, but I didn't. But now I am caught up in some bad decisions that I made. Where do I go from here? Where do I go? Because I find myself now in a world of trouble. I find myself in a bad situation of my own doing. What do I do? Where do I go from here? I'm reminded of the scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In
all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. What should have been done in the beginning? When you're about to make a decision, when you're at a crossroad in your life, when you're looking to go from one place to the next place, you need to ask the Lord. Don't ask your friend. Consult the Lord, because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's best for you. He knows where you should be. But you say, Pastor, I missed that opportunity. I now find myself in a situation where mama and daddy can't even help. I find myself, because of the choices that I've made based upon the way things look, I'm in a hard place, and I don't know where to be, what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to turn to. That person that I attached myself with wasn't all that. That friendship that I made, that woman or that man that I chose to marry without godly counsel, is not all that I thought they were going to be. Where do I go from here? God, what must I do? How do I change my situation? I got caught up in the things on campus. I got caught up in all the life. I know I have made a mistake, oh God, but where do I go from here? God is saying, I know in the beginning you should have called on me, but don't worry about it, because I'm a God who still cares. I am a God who still loves you. Everybody makes mistakes, but it takes a man who comes into maturity to realize and recognize and say, God, I made a mistake. I need some help to get me out of this situation. What must I do? I'm reminded of Peter when he walked on the water. He had it all together until he looked around and saw everything going on, and then he began to sink. He didn't have time for a long prayer. He didn't have time to contemplate and pick up the phone and call somebody. All he did was say, Lord, save me. Where do I go from here in the midst of your situation? Reach up to God and say, Lord, save me. I wasn't there, but I believe after Lot realized he made a bad decision, and he was captured, and he was taken captive. He looked up and said, Lord, save me. And see, the Lord heard his cry, because the word got back to Abraham, who said, oh, my nephew, I should have known. But Abraham took 318 men, went down and got Lot and brought him back. But here's what that shows, that in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of your bad situation, God will still come and take care of you. All you have to do is reach up and realize and say, God, I'm sorry. God, I made a mistake. He said, if you're tired of struggling, if you're tired and don't know where do I go from here, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus is crying out to you right now. He's saying, where do you go from here if you don't know the Lord? He's saying, call unto me, I will save you. I will fill you with my spirit. I will adopt you into my royal family. I will take care of you. Where do I go from here in the midst of my bad situations? I'm going to cry out to the Lord. Where do I go from here? I go down on my knees and in my prayer closet. Lord, help me, please. Where do I go from here? I realize now that no matter what my decision is in life, no matter what my circumstance is in life, I must always, no matter how minute it may seem in my finite mind, I must consult the Lord first. I must consult the Lord first. Before I move, before I take a job, before I take a husband or a wife, even before I pick my school that I go to, even before I pick my classes, even before I put my resume together, I must consult the Lord. Because what happens a lot of times, we don't want to call on Him in the beginning. But we want to call on Him when we get in trouble. But I'm so glad I have a God that no matter when I call, He'll hear me. So what am I saying today? Where do I go from here? No matter where you are in life, no matter what decisions you have made up until this point, today, resolve, where do I go from here? I go to the Lord. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Where do I go from here? I will always consult the Lord. I will trust in the Lord with all my heart. I may not see it. I may not understand it. But if God says it, I'm going to do it. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? And the song said this morning, what God has for me, it is for me only if I hear Him and go where He instructs me to go. Because if I don't go to where He's placed it, I'm going to miss it. Today God is saying, no matter where you are, where do I go from here? Go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. You may be facing some challenges in your life, challenges in your home, challenges at your job, just the struggles of everyday life, and you have to make a decision, and people are telling you, you need to do this, and you need to do that. And the television show is telling you, well, this is what I would do, this is what I recommend, and all these other people, but I'm telling you, where do you go from here? What does this say about it? Because this is the way right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. How do I know? I've been there.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.